This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. 10 inmates at a state prison and one inmate at a federal lockup in central New Mexico are among the latest confirmed COVID-19 cases. State health officials today reported an additional 997 cases. That puts the statewide total since the pandemic began at nearly 167,000 cases. Another 35 deaths were also reported, bringing that tally to nearly 3,050. Hospitalizations also remain steady, with more than 640 people being treated around the state. Despite lower daily case numbers, state officials have been encouraging people to continue following mandates that include wearing masks and social distancing, as all but two of New Mexico's 33 counties still have elevated spread and positive rates. They're also pushing for more people to register to get vaccinated. Just over one-fifth of the state's population has signed up so far, and about 163,000 doses have been administered around the state. Officials at New Mexico's two largest universities say freshman enrollment is holding steady, if not increasing, despite the challenges brought on by the pandemic. However, University of New Mexico President Garnet Stokes acknowledged that enrollment overall has decreased, and officials are concerned about the negative trend. Stokes today delivered her annual State of the University address as colleges and universities across the country grapple with shrinking enrollments. At New Mexico State University, President John Floros expects spring enrollment to hold steady. He said the challenges going forward will be finding more ways to make higher education accessible to more people. New Mexico's lottery scholarship once covered 100% of tuition costs, but that has been reduced over the years. Lawmakers tightened eligibility and made other changes due to demand, rising tuition costs, and the volatility of lottery revenues. The city of Albuquerque, Bernalillo County, and their joint water authority say they will promote gender pay equality by giving a 5% contract preference to businesses that pay men and women equitably. A statement released today said the preference being offered by the city, the county, and the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority means that a company's bid amount will be considered 5% lower if equal pay is verified within the company. According to the statement, agencies in the three governments will implement the change starting Monday, and that a company's pay equity reporting form is valid for 1 year. This is KUNM.